Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and we move swiftly on to the next player who has committed his immediate future to Brayhead Clan, and one that was very popular among the fans. Despite being back up for much of last season when he played, he made an impression, so we welcome back netminder Gary Russell. Gary, as I said, you made quite the impression last year. Are you hopeful of making more of an impression this time?
Thanks for having me, Craig. It'll be interesting to see what happens next year. I'll just be looking to kind of push myself forward and try and impress again.
Now, how did you find life at Brayhead compared to Solway Sharks, other than just how often you played?
Very enjoyable. I mean, the fans and the crowd aspect, I loved that. Hard to get used to being on the bench a lot more instead of playing, so that was kind of tough to get used to, but I got on well with my kind of teammates and really enjoyed my time at Brayhead.
Now, you talked about the amount of time you spent on the bench and how difficult that was. Just give us a bit of an insight into that. I mean, you find yourself sitting there week after week. Yeah, you get coming on every now and again, but how tough was that?
It's just it's a different mindset you need to go in. So you kind of, you know, you're not kind of starting guy, so you need to kind of think differently, and it's just all about training and making yourself better. And when it is your time to kind of step up, that you can do the job.
So do you think you're a better goalie than when you were when you first arrived last year?
I would say so, yeah. I learned a lot from Chris. I kind of got on well with Chris and learned a few things from him. And I just kind of took that on and try and improve myself as much as possible in training.
And can this be a breakthrough season for you, do you think? Do you think you might get the opportunity to see more ice time and be able to impress more?
You never know. I'm hoping so, yeah. We'll see kind of how it goes. I mean, I'm ready to kind of step in when I'm asked upon. So if that does happen, then I'll be there to kind of take my chance. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, it's just how things go.
Now, I read the article you did with Scott Mullen at the Evening Times, and you talked about the fact that you had other options in the Elite League. So how difficult a decision was it to decide to stay with Brayhead, and were you really tempted to think of going elsewhere?
I was definitely tempted to go elsewhere, just to kind of pursue more ice time, etc. But everything's kind of based here in Glasgow for me. You know, I'm from Glasgow. I work here. You know, my family's here, so it's much easier for me to commute to the rink, etc. So I think that was a kind of the way the club's kind of treated. You know, the fans, how good they are, etc. I think that was a big reason why I came back.
And of course, you've got a full-time job as well. That would have been a heavy impact on that too.
Yeah, it would have had an effect on it anyway, put it that way.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you had a friendship with Chris Holt earlier in the interview. Have you heard from Chris over the summer? How's he getting on? And what sort of advice was he giving you last year?
I'm not kind of too sure about the advice that he gave me. It was just we got on well friendship-wise. I spoke to him over the summer a few times, had a couple of messages, so he's kind of adjusting to his second part of his life, so he's enjoying himself.
Quite a big influence on you last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was just this kind of, I was impressed with his stature. You know, he's played in NHL, KHL and stuff like that. I've never played with anyone with that experience, so it was a kind of honour for me to kind of learn from him and just kind of take things from him and kind of understand that I can play at this level if needed to be. So it was probably more a mental thing than anything, but yeah, I kind of got mentored off him a little bit, I would say.
Now, as we're going on, I think you're signing number 11 or 12, but certainly the makeup of the team is certainly mostly there. What have you made of some of the new signings that have come in so far?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's usually you get to kind of British core guys, so it's good to see that you got Peacock. He'll be a good addition. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Benny. I hope to kind of see him back, but we'll wait and see what kind of happens, how things go forward.
Good stuff. Well, Gary, thanks very much for your time, and thanks. We look forward to seeing you again next season.
No worries. Thanks for having me.